Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. It is so good to have you on the Heal It Show today. You know, I get these messages all the time, you know, from family, from friends, from watching the media, you know, that our school children are pretty much in, you know, in trouble in a lot of ways, right? You know, and, you know, bless the hearts of the teachers out there, because I think, you know, there's so many good teachers. I've got friends and family members that are teachers. They, you know, they really mean well, and they really want to help children. Unfortunately, we've got statistics that are showing us that there's just a lot of kids that aren't making it through high school. They can't read. They can't write. They're not making it into our colleges. There's challenges throughout our nation that way. It's not in just one area. It's throughout the nation. So what do we do about that? Well, today we're going to talk about that. You know, I've had some personal experience with one of my family members that got caught up in the COVID situation, where he was in high school and all of a sudden, actually two of them, one of them in high school, they couldn't go through their high school graduation, which was, you know, it's a loss. You know, they're not going to make that up. And another one that just was taught, you know, told to be learning online, which that didn't work for this particular youngster. So he fell behind, and, you know, and now he's struggling to catch back up. But, you know, this isn't just a common lament for me. It's throughout the society right now. So this is a show. And if you are really serious, you're a mom, you're a dad, you're a grandma, grandpa, you're somebody there that really cares about your children and your grandchildren, this is the show I want you to watch, because we're going to give you some solutions, especially in the Phoenix area, but across the nation, so that you can really help your children up-level their thinking, up-level their consciousness, be able to graduate with honors and feeling good about themselves, you know. And I'm not talking about scholastic honors, although those are fine too, but I'm talking about where they feel good about themselves, they have self-confidence, they feel good about their self-worth, and they're able to move on and become really productive members of our society. So that's what we're talking about today. So listen, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to have my very special guest. We're going to talk all about the school and what you can do today with your kids. Are you ready to transform your life and get what you really want? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster, and over the past 30 years, I've helped thousands of people change the course of their lives by doing one special thing daily. This is the foundation of my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything. It is the ultimate guide to awakening the transformative power within you to get what you want. In this book, I'll teach you exactly how to unlock your hidden potential, break through your limitations, and get what you want, no matter what's happening in the economy or things beyond your control. So why wait? Get your copy of The Courage to Change Everything right now at couragetochange.us. That's couragetochange.us. There's no risk to you if you're not fully satisfied that this book has supported you in getting what you want, just to return it for a full refund.
Do you suffer in pain? Are you stiff, tense, or less active than before? Introducing the EasyWell Remedy Massage System that combines the incredible effects of vibrational therapy, targeted deep tissue shiatsu massage, plus soothing infrared heat. A triple fusion of therapeutic experiences. Full body vibrational therapy increases blood circulation and reduces inflammation. Look at these beads moving from the powerful vibrational motors.
It's like 1,000 little fingers just vibrating my body from head to toe.
Infrared heat penetrates deep to reduce pain, soothe, and relax.
Remedy gets in there and helps deal with the source of the pain, so you feel much better.
The Ultra Shiatsu Pillow with 6 infrared heated nodes mimics a professional massage. Plus, it's detachable for deep relief anywhere you need it.
It's just something that you're gonna have to feel for yourself.
Experience the true remedy for your pain and stiffness. Call now.
If you've been injured in an accident that's not your fault and you don't have an attorney, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to tell you what your case is potentially worth. Hello, I'm Gina, along with spokesperson Rob. Rob, tell the folks at home who should be calling right now.
Well, just like you said, Gina, anyone who's been injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, give us a call right now, and we're going to let you know what your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Rob. So what kind of calls have we been seeing today?
Well, Gina, we're getting calls from all types of accidents today. Work accidents, slip and falls, truck accidents, and most commonly, car accidents. So if you were injured in an accident that was not your fault, you don't have an attorney, take that first step, pick up that phone, and give us a call. We're going to answer your questions, and we'll let you know how much money you can get for your accident.
Thanks, Rob. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Go ahead. Don't hesitate. Take that first step and call now.
Call 800-455-2790.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new, clinically proven Legsercise Pro, the natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
After using Legsercise for a week, I felt like I wanted to go for a walk again without pain like I used to.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
It's helped with the swelling and the pain. The tingling feeling is gone.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the clinically proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call now.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I have Jasmine Hall on my show today. Jasmine, it's really great to have you today.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am truly honored. I am so excited to be a part.
Well, you know, in your bio, it says Jasmine's a powerhouse of passion, purpose, and presence. I just got that right now. Well, who lives, breathes, and eats teaching. So that's good. She is the founder and CEO of Love Truth LLC and the development director of Elevate Phoenix. Jasmine has dedicated her life to training leaders and educating followers, inspiring individuals to rise above circumstances and live out their highest potential. That's what I was trying to say in the intro. Live out their highest potential. I love that.
That's it.
Yeah. Hey, how'd you get involved in this work?
You know, it's really funny because I have a very special connection to Elevate, because Elevate didn't exist when I was in high school, but I also wish that it did. As people learn about who we are, what we do, and why we do it, there's hands down never been a comment that said anything other than, where were you when we were in high school? But my personal connection to it is when I was in high school, I very well could have been an Elevate student. But it was one caring adult that stepped into my life in a very hard crossroads of life. When I was 17 years old, this mentor, she helped see me through getting through high school graduation, pushed on, encouraged me to go through college. I got my bachelor's, got my master's. She helped me to buy my first house. She was there at my wedding. And this mentor of mine is actually my boss today. She is the executive director of Elevate Phoenix. So we have been doing this thing called life. And now when Elevate Phoenix incorporated back in 2009, and we were able to have our first class at Cesar Chavez in 2010. She was the very first teacher mentor with 28 students. And I tell you, it has been a journey ever since. She got it started, and she was trying to make sure that we were doing what we've been doing all along for free, but now we had something to call it, resource and support around it. So it has been amazing.
I love that. Well, let's back up a little bit. So some of my audience doesn't know about Elevate. So let's talk a little bit about Elevate, and then also about your nonprofit that you put together and how that works together. So tell us.
Absolutely. So Love Truth, I love leading and directing just educators. And I feel like every single person has a purpose, right? At the end of the day, it's about finding that. So we have leaders who are natural leaders, but not everybody's meant to lead. You have to have people who know why they follow the leaders that they do. And so it's all about educating those followers who are going to be and then educating those leaders as well. So I try to actually do a few different things, whether that's public speaking or teaching in the classrooms at the college level, or helping other fundraisers know how to show their truest impact. So I'll do trainings and workshops, and we just try to make sure that everything we do leads with truth. I love truth so much. I want to infect it into all the world. So that is really the big push of how they correlate.
Speaking of truth, your program boasts 98% graduation rate compared to Arizona 74%. That's a big difference.
74%
is actually very very poor result. How do you get 98% of the kids to go, I want to graduate?
You know, it takes a step back of understanding what our program does, because any program could highlight the fact that they want to be a good leadership program, right? Or have a good mentor program or situation. With Elevate Phoenix, let me give a little bit of background of how it works. So we're a nonprofit organization that's embedded inside of the urban high schools. Well, we go to those Title I most at-risk schools where we say to the counselors, hey, we are looking for those students, you know, are the bottom tier, those students who are dropping out at 52%. And then they come through our program, which is an actual accredited elective class. It's a class called Peer Leadership, where they learn life skills, character development, leadership skills. And what makes it so unique is that we go down from the feeder elementary school to the, our high school kids go down to feeder elementary school kiddos. And that is where they actually teach the things that are being taught. So now we are seeing those kids being held to a higher level of accountability, right? Because now they are in the position of saying, you know what? It's not just about learning about integrity or responsibility or positive work ethic. It's about living it out. So those same kids who are dropping out at 52% learn what it looks like to be a mentor, because their teachers who are in the classroom, which is that perfect platform to earn the right to do life with our kids 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, know now how to become a mentor. And every single week they are coming to class, they get to go down to those kiddos and get to display what they are being taught. So now when we say, hey, there's one caring adult that wants to pour into your life, it's no longer just about doing something because I'm supposed to do it and I'm supposed to get it right. No, more people are doing things because of the relationship. So that's where that true change starts happening.
Yeah.
That's what makes you.
Yeah, I can see that. And, you know, it's, I guess the almost the first step is with this program is getting kids to come to school and stay in school, right?
Right.
It's like show up. You got to show up, right?
Absolutely.
So what is the culture that they, what's the cultural shift, I guess, that all of a sudden they want to show up, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Because, I mean, think about it, even in your own life, when somebody shows up and tells you how much, and not just says the word, but through actions, through daily consistency, say, I care about you holistically, not just how you're doing educationally, but if you're hungry, kids can care less about what they're showing up for class. If they don't have any clothes to wear, they're definitely not coming to school. If they are dealing with some really hard things in their home lives, they don't care about whether homework is getting done. But when they got a caring adult that's stepping in and showing up and saying, what's going on with you personally, there's a shift that happens. So that's where we say we show up, we care, we stay consistent. And that's when they start saying, I want to show up for you. And where they start doing their work, they start showing up to school and they start making those grades.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's really powerful. And is the Elevate, is that nationwide or is that just in the Phoenix area?
No, we actually have several Elevates across the states. I want to say we are now at like 22 different states that have Elevate, and it's whether that's Elevate Indy, Elevate Jacksonville. They come from a replica of Colorado Uplift that started over 45 years ago, and Colorado saw how impactful this was in their inner city. And so now Elevate Phoenix was the third organization that opened up in another state. Florida was the very first one. And then we opened up, and then the national brand came, Elevate the USA, and they helped launch all of the different Elevates across the states. And so we are a standalone organization, but we all have the same mission and the same vision to build long-term life-changing relationships with our urban youth.
Well, and this is so important to our economy, to our future youth, to our families, to our nation. So this is really, really important work that's being done. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to take a deeper dive into the Elevate organization and a little bit about how people can connect with that and what are first steps and things like that. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
The station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Kiss me quick. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm with Jackson. I'm with Jasmine Hall. Jasmine.
Yes, I'm here.
Maybe that's your brother. I don't know. Anyway, so, okay. So a little bit more about, Elevate and maybe how people can get connected. You know, our show goes across the nation. So if you're living in Oregon, I don't know if you're out of luck, but, how do they get connected with the national organization?
Yeah, no, ElevateTheUSA.org is you could see what states we are all in. And we are about just touching the lives of the kids that, if it's kind of like shattered glass, we're seeing, just like you called it earlier, the education system is just broken. And even with the best of hearts and the best of intentions, kids are falling through the cracks. Organizations like Elevate Phoenix wrap alongside the school systems, wrap alongside parents, wrap alongside the just organizations who want to pour into the lives of our kids. Why? Because every student is worth that investment. Because either reactively or proactively, we're going to invest in them one way or another, right? Yeah. So I rather see our kids being poured into proactively, where they can come out as strong leaders, as contributing citizens to the society. And they do that by just getting involved, whether that's you're taking the time to financially support, whether that's Elevate Phoenix or whether that's another Elevate in another state in your area. And like I said, you can go to the Elevate USA's website and see what state we're all in. Because like I said, we're in over 22 states and growing.
That's great.
Now, Ken, we're not the least expensive program out there, but we are one that really works because we are seeing the numbers are not lying, but more importantly, the stories that come out of it. I've been a part of Elevate Phoenix. Like I said, now I am coming up on my 14th year working with Elevate Phoenix. And I started as the teacher mentor when we started that second pipeline. So I shared with you my mentor, who was the executive director today. Well, back in 2010, she started at the very first high school in Phoenix, Arizona, Cesar Chavez High School, with a classroom full of 28 kids that has now grown to us servicing 15, 16 years later, over 6,000 students. And I got the opportunity and was blessed to be a part of the second pipeline that we opened. And when I tell you, let me give you a quick story. Now, remember, the counselors put these kids in our class, and these kids are like, this is a leadership class? Yeah, right. They look around, they're like, this class is full of bad kids, right? And so they recognize and know they are leaders, but they may not be in this state using their leadership for the good as of yet. But now when they come into the class and they get to see that there is somebody that truly loves on them as who they are, we get to have an opportunity to pour into the student. And there was one student in particular. She was sitting in the back of that class, and I tell you, hands back, just the faces that she'll give. If looks could kill, can I probably have been dead probably 1,000 times over again, right? Yeah. And I would literally turn around, hey, Stacy, you want to go hang out? We can get McDonald's. Hey, Stacy, you want to go hang out? We can go get a big goat from Circle K. Hey, Stacy, what are you doing after school? Kid you not, it was not until the second semester of that year when I finally said, hey, Stacy, high five. You want to go after school and grab some ice cream? And you know what she told me? Yeah. I tell you, I said, kid, I was like, why didn't I start with ice cream?
And it started with ice cream, yeah.
So with the course of 2 hours of her sharing her life, sharing her double, like her being an only kid, getting into gang violence, the drinking, the smoking, the bad relationships, I was able to pour into her life. Now, that's when the call started happening, the 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. It wasn't until one night, 10, 3 a.m., I actually got a call from Stacy, and she doesn't usually call that late, so I knew something was wrong. So I had to pick up the phone. I picked up the phone, and I tell you, she was hysterical. I could not calm her down. So all I knew to do was just tell her, Stacy, you're beautiful. You're powerful. You are needed. You have purpose in this world. And I just got her to finally calm down and subside. And she said, Miss, can we talk after school tomorrow? I said, of course, Stacy. I can't wait to talk to you. And remember, you are loved and you're loved deep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next day, came to school. I said, Stacy, what was going on? Why did you call me at 3 a.m.? Yeah, she told me if I didn't pick up the phone that night, she already had it in plan that night to commit suicide. But because one caring adult was there, picking up the phone, not only is Stacy here today, she graduated early, went to ASU, graduated early, came back and interned with me all her entire college career, and was one of our very first alumni who became an actual teacher mentor in the program.
Wow.
Since then, I've been able to witness her wedding, and now she is doing great things and still a part of our alumni and stays connected, because that's what Elevate does. A one kid matters, and we will be there. And that's what people do when they're investing into Elevate.
Yeah. You know, if I were to ask Stacy, what made the difference? What would she tell me?
That somebody cared enough about me to see me. That's what she would say. The lessons that we learned in class weren't just a definition to regurgitate, but it was something that not only did they teach me to live out in my own life, she saw it witnessed in the lives of her mentors. So we lead by example, and then we encourage them to do the same.
Yeah, that's really good. So you have, there's peer leadership. Let's talk about the peer leadership, because I think people would be very interested in this. Go ahead.
Yeah. So how the class is set up, every single day they come to class, and how it is, we actually have four classes in the high school setting. So we have a freshman class that go down and they teach the feeder elementary school kiddos. They are teaching our second and third graders with Aesop fables and through our reading program. Our newbies class, they go down and teach our fourth graders. Our vets class, they go down and teach our fifth graders. And our advanced class teach our sixth graders. Now, staff, we have a very special pipeline because the high schools are a little too close to that junior high level. So staff actually go down and teach our seventh and eighth graders who have do have a very soft touch with our kinder and first pro, and they are called those our reading buddies. But by the time those eighth graders graduate, there goes our freshman class. So it's this beautiful peer leadership that we get to see that they get to be a part of every single year that builds upon. So by the time they graduate from high school, we tell them, great job. You know, we are so proud of you. For many of our kids, these are first generational high school grads, but they're not just graduating. They're graduating not at, you know, the 52% dropout that we heard about earlier. They're graduating at that 98%. And then we tell them, you know, congratulations, high five, but it's not where it ends. We tell them, you got to try on college, right? It's not about telling them you don't like something or you don't want to do something. Just like we tell our kids about vegetables, you got to at least try it. So I actually get to be their first college professor in a college bridge program called the RISE program, which we do right here at the South Mountain Community College. And they try on college where we tell them, okay, not all of our kids are college bound and that's okay.
That's okay.
But once we get through that program, if college is for you, we'll help you find more scholarships for more to get you through college. But what if not, that's not college, what about the trades or a certificate program?
Yeah.
If not that, what about the military or workforce? And if not that, how do we get you into the workforce where you're actually being able to support a family and not just a job at Fry's or McDonald's, but something that has meaning where you can be in the workforce to be able to support what you're trying to do in the future? And 100% of our kids leave with a post-secondary plan because of our
program. That's really important. Say that again.
Yes.
That's really important.
100% of our kids who go through our program leave with a post-secondary plan. And we keep them connected with our alumni where we meet every single month to keep that plan going because it doesn't end there. We are in this for life.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, and one of the things I like is is the service aspect of this. So the children mentoring the children, right? You know, the adults working with the children, everybody's in service to one another. That's a big piece of this. So that's one of the reasons I believe it works so seamlessly. You had mentioned at one point that this is not the least expensive program out there. Tell me what you meant by that, because I know some of my audience go, what does that mean? You know?
Yeah, no, you know, there's a lot of great organizations and a lot of great programs, but for Elevate Phoenix, we come free to the school. Why? Because we know that budgets will get cut, and guess we're the first thing that gets slashed when they are going through budget cuts, kind of like what we're experiencing right now.
Yeah.
But because we come free to the school, they don't worry about having to cut our program because we are now our support system to the schools and the teachers because we don't have a cost directly to the schools. No, we absorb and we say community. It is all of our responsibility to invest into the kids. So it takes just around $700,000 every pipeline. So when I say one pipeline, that means one high school that has all four classes, that has four vans that go to the feeder elementary school that services the entire feeder elementary school and comes with the curriculum, comes with the teachers, comes with everything that it needs to completely give all the services that we offer year round.
Yeah.
And by the time we build into another school, we are pouring and investing into more and more kids. So if you do the fast and easy math, right now we just opened our fifth pipeline in Arizona. And so at $700,000, that's where we're at. Every pipeline is around just over $700,000. But now we are investing in those kids, and that's how we're able to impact the lives of over 6,000 in just Phoenix, Arizona on our own.
That's awesome. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. We come back. There's a important date coming up, November 23rd. So we're going to talk about that as soon as we get back from the break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach. Here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving. It's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
Cappuccino, latte, Americano, flat white, macchiato. Just imagine, for less than the price of a single cup of coffee out on the high street, you could enjoy an award-winning online magazine every month with up-to-the-minute information on health and healthy lifestyle. Sounds like a good trade-off? Check out Health Triangle Magazine on the UKHealthRadio.com website. Just sacrifice a single cup of coffee every month.
Let's all put health first.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking to Jasmine Hall, and we are talking about elevating your children to the next level and elevating your grandchildren and elevating this community and this nation upwards. This is how you get to get involved right now in this section. So listen, we said November 23rd, 2025 is a very important date because that is the date of, you tell them, Jasmine.
Our ninth annual Elevate Phoenix Invitational hosted by Tom Lehman. We actually have an amazing fundraiser where we try to raise $1.5 million out of our $4.1 million annual operating budget. And that weekend, we have a star-studded gala where we bring all of our supporters to see what the impact they are having and why their investment is making such a difference. The following day, we have a closed golf day where our golf teams get to actually golf with a celebrity and Tom Lehman. And that is where we have also very much fun with the food trucks and the games, and our alumni are out there and we make it a weekend to remember. But for your audience members and those who are interested in being a part, we would love to invite every single one of you to our virtual live stream, where if you go to our website at elevatephoenix.org, you'll be able to join in and participate. And for those watching virtually, Ken, we're going to actually do a virtual raffle just for them. So everybody could be a part.
Well, listen, let me repeat that. I've got a lot of audience that listens to our show also. So it's elevatephoenix.org. That's E-L-E-V-A-T-E, Phoenix, the city, .org, elevatephoenix.org. And you'll join me and everybody else that's going to be there virtually live streaming. And that's going to be fun. We're going to have a lot of fun with that. By the way, what time does it start on the live stream? Do you know?
Yep, that'll be at 6 p.m. in Arizona time, because I know we have all of the different time zones. So it's Arizona time, 6 p.m. we'll be going live.
Yeah, that's important because that'll be an hour earlier for you in the Pacific time zone. So, but check your time zones. So, hey, we just had the time change. I know my show is later now. I'm in Phoenix. I'm like, oh, wait a second. Where's everybody at? Oh,
yeah.
I'm an hour ahead of everybody. So, anyway. But, okay, so virtual live stream, November 23rd, elevatephoenix.org. You can register today. Is that right? They can register?
Yep, and we'll be having our auction go live. You don't have to be in the room to participate in both our silent auction. And if you are interested in participating in any of our live auctions, we'll be able to have somebody, you know, bid for you in the room, even over the phone, if that's something that they would want to do, even participating in the live auctions, where we have a lot of really cool opportunities. But for those who sign up, they'll get to see all the auction items ahead of time. And so if somebody's interested, they can just reach right out to me.
That's awesome. Well, you know, the reason I wanted to have you on this show, by the way, is because a lot of times we feel a little hopeless. Like, how can we help our school children? How can we help our teachers take some of the burden off of them, help them, you know, upshift the consciousness of our kids and, you know, give them the real support they need? And, you know, this is the way you can do it right now. Right this second, you can go in and you can register online there at elevatephoenix.org. And can they donate right now, by the way?
They can. And you know what? That's a great segue to let me share a little bit about anybody becoming a champion of change. Our champion of change is where, for Arizona, we have our Arizona tax credit. So if you're a person filing single in the state of Arizona, by you donating $37 every single month equates to you supporting one student for an entire year. And that gives you your Arizona tax credit. So you're getting it back, but now you're able to have a purpose and give back with an impact. And so if you're married, you can support two kids and be a champions of change for two. And that's right at our website as well. And so when you pour into the lives, especially financially, that's where you know that you can help those who are boots on the ground to not only give a kid a safe space during school, but in the wraparound programs, in the services that we provide before and after school, during the weekends, on the holidays, and throughout the summers, because we are year-round and a part of our kids' lives as their mentors, because we were their teachers, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days available. And so that's what you're pouring into and investing into when you are giving to Elevate Phoenix.
You know, I'll bet you got me some stories there about turnarounds where, you know, there's children that, you know, they were just really going to give up on high school and just not, you know, not move forward. And they decided, well, you know, there's somebody that cares, and now I'm gonna go all the way. So you have any of those stories you could share with
us? Oh my gosh, I have stories for days, but let me share with you one in particular. So in high school, we had a young man, his name was Brian, and he was a part of our class, and he was a really, really bright kid and, you know, excelled in school and the whole nine. And it wasn't until he was trying to get into the ACE program, where you can go to college and get dual, you know, college credits while still in high school. Well, that's where he found out that he was a dreamer. And he was devastated because he did not even know. He was raised here all of his life. And so it was then he kind of got into this hopeless space of, I just don't know what to do. I don't know what the next path forward looks like. And that's it for me. So his grades started to decline. He stopped coming to classes. But that mentor knew who he was. And we knew the process. And that was right at the beginning when DECA came on the scene. And so we helped get him through that process. And it was then that the Bob and Renee Parsons Foundation said, you know, we would like to learn about who Elevate Phoenix is and what they do and how you guys do it. So we asked Brian to come and share a story. Well, Brian was on his way driving to see our, be a part of our meeting, and he had a breakdown. He had a flat tire, something happened. And so he comes rushing in late, and, you know, he has all the dirt and grease and grime all over his outfit, and, you know, got tears in his eyes because he really wanted to do a great job. And he said, I'm not going to let anything stop me from sharing the impact that Elevate's had in my life. So let me share a little bit about it. Well, it was because of Brian's story that Bob and Renee turned around and said, wow, Brian, we see the tenacity. We see the grit. We see the positive work ethic that's been poured into you. You talk with such conviction about having a mentor changing your life. Well, it was at that moment that we got our first six-figure grant from them almost 15 years ago. And they gave all of our dreamers that were a part of the program a full ride scholarship to go on to college. So Brian turned around, got his act together, pulled all of his grades up, was accountable to his mentor, went on to college. Now he is He's got everything set up. He is working in the mortgage industry. He was able to retire his mother, buy himself a Tesla and himself and his fiance their first home. And because he's in the mortgage industry, he comes back as an alumni and puts on workshops for our alumni workshops that we do every month. And he helped four of our alumni get their first homes. But that's not even the best part, Ken. The best part is Brian now is sitting on the Elevate Phoenix Development Board and has created a scholarship for current kids to have scholarships because, and he named it the Opportunity Scholarship because Elevate gave him an opportunity. He wants to do the same for them. So he's giving back to the same organization and community he just came out of.
How does it get better than that? That's amazing. That's really amazing.
Right.
Yeah, well, I know that, you know, I know my audience wants to help give support to you and to Elevate. And again, we want to just mention November 23rd, you know, you can go right now and register, right? You can just go to elevatephoenix.org and register. And they are raising $1.5 million or more, okay? And I know Jasmine said something like they're going to try. No, they're not trying. They're doing it.
That's right. Yeah.
They're doing it, baby. They're doing it. And they're doing it with the help of my audience and many audiences around the country that really care about our children and want to be able to do something. Stop feeling hopeless. Stop complaining about the news. Oh, we can't do anything. No, the opportunity is right here, right now. And you can step up and be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. What's part of the problem? The people that just complain and then don't do anything. That's the problem. What's the solution is the people that hear the solutions and they step up and they become part of the solution by taking action. So that's it, right?
That's it. And, you know, and every person who takes any kind of steps, whether that's, you know, joining in, making a donation, finding how you can be involved more, you actually become a part of the stories of the Stacys, of the Bryams, of the 6,000 that we're impacting here in Arizona, and even looking at the other states that have Elevate Phoenix. Why? Because it takes a village. It takes the community. It takes one caring adult to say, you know, it's not enough just to recognize and know how hard things are. But it takes every single person to say, no, I'm going to do my part, whether that's $5, $500, $5,000, or $500,000. Every single dollar impacts the lives of our kids and allows this work to continue so we can continue to build long-term, life-changing relationships with our urban youth. And you get to be a part of that story. So thank you for inviting me and sharing our story.
100%. Well, listen, you know, one of the other things that I've noticed is, you know, in the notes here is that the Summer Bridge program raised the kids' GPA from 1.9 to 3.88. I got to know the secret behind that. That's incredible response. You know, I mean,
it really is.
It's incredible. And what over what period of time was that?
Yeah. So you got to think our kids came through high school when they just didn't care. They were starting our program, some with under a 1 point GPA. And I was like, how do you do that? But over the course of time, they not only we get those grades up because we're showing up, because we're caring, because we're doing tutoring, because we're saying, hey, if you don't come into class and I see you on social media, I'm bringing the vans over to your house. I'm picking you up, getting you in this car and taking you to school. We are showing up. We are doing the tutoring. We're asking about classes. And by the time we get them graduated and they get to be in my class, that's where we're saying, hey, college is possible. Yeah. And so now they're there because they want to be. They're there because they're out of relationship, want to do the work, are asking for the help, and are trusting the process to know that somebody's going to come walk alongside them to get those numbers up. So now they're doing it not just for themselves, but because they want to make their mentors proud. And that's what everybody is pouring into, that kind of foundational work.
That's cool. You know, when I grew up, they had truant officers, right? If you didn't go to school, the truant officer would be notified by the school and they'd come looking for you. They'd drive around and find you and drag you back to school.
You're the modern day truant officers.
Truant officer.
Oh, we've done it. I can't tell you how many kids I'm coming out. I see them on social media. And so I don't see them in class. So at lunchtime, I go knocking on the door like, Miss, what are you doing here? I'm sick. I'm like, you weren't that sick. You should have stayed off of social media. Get in this car. And so they get in and they know we're coming. So,
yeah, well, that's good. That's really good. And So, okay. What else? By the way, one last thought I had, you know, with this upcoming event on virtual and live, virtual and live. But, my audience, a lot of you are virtual out there. So we'll just say it's, yeah, you'll sign up for the virtual at elevatephoenix.org. You can do that now. How long is that? It starts at 6 p.m. on November 23rd, and how long will that be going for? And like any celebrities come to show up, or who's going to be on?
Oh yes. You know what? Because you're Ken, and I want your audience to know that we have an extremely exciting guest that will be joining us. So it's going to be a 2-hour long program. So you're going to get to learn about who Elevate Phoenix is. You'll hear some success stories directly from the students. You'll hear from Tom Lehman, but at the very end, you're definitely going to want to tune in. Why? Because we have the legendary Tom Watson coming to do a fireside chat alongside Tom Lehman. Wow. And that's going to be an amazing set.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You heard it here. I don't know if it's first, but you heard it here. So, yeah. That's going to be great. All right. Well, listen, we're about out of time. We got about another minute or so. So, closing thoughts from you.
Yeah. No, you know, every single person matters. If you think one was the last person who believed in me before I believed in myself, and you get that person in mind, be reminded that you could be that person for someone else. And so if anything matters, everything matters. And you can join and partner with Elevate Phoenix to continue to build long-term life-changing relationships with our urban youth by simply going to the elevatephoenix.org website and getting involved today. We can't do what we do without you. So thank you for being a part of our story.
Oh, I love that. And Jasmine, as we close out this segment here, I didn't want to leave out, you're the CEO of Love Truth LLC. Can you give me just a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Anybody who is needing a mentor or a coach or a trainer or a consultant, whether you're in a nonprofit or you are a fundraiser and you need help to know how to do that, I am able to take you from planning how to get your board involved all the way to running events, all the way to how do you be able to show your passion through cultivating those relationships with your large donors. I help create all, and I customize all those type of things for you as well as come out and be an inspirational speaker for any of your events. So you can take a look at that on my website as well.
Well, tell me what the website is so that we can...
That is lovetruthllc.org. Lovetruthllc.org.
That's pretty easy. That almost sounds like a song. Oh, love, truth,
LRG. Thank you so much for having me, Ken. It's been so much fun and such a blessing to be a part of your program. I love what you're doing. Thanks, and keep doing what you do. You're truly making a difference. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much. And much success in all you do, Jasmine. This is really a good show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Thank you. And thank all of you for being here today, watching this. I encourage you, if you haven't already, to go over to our YouTube channel. And if you're on YouTube, great. Go ahead and subscribe. But otherwise, go to youtube.com/@ The Courage Network if you want to get all of our shows and pass them on to family and friends. Again, youtube.com/ The Courage Network, and you can do that with all of our shows. All right. Well, from my heart to yours, you know, you can heal just about anything if you get on the path. So I hope you get on the path. Take care.